Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. It's not always that we have Miss Hawaii in studio, but we do today. Lauren Ke Alohilani Cheap. She traces her roots in Hawaii back to 1859 and is the sixth generation to be born and raised here in the islands. You've got something in store for you. We have that for you today, and you don't want to miss hearing the stories that she tells. You know, some people, they have the gift of stories. They can have stories, but they might not know how to tell it. But she has the gift of stories, and she says it so well, as you will soon find out. We're here. I'd like to pause at the beginning of every show here at the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show to remind you. You see, we have a sense that life can be really rough sometimes, and we all could use a boost of encouragement, a boost of inspiration. And so we want to remind you that the reason we have the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is to bring you closer and closer to the Lord Jesus Christ, for you to know how much He loves you, that He knows you, that He knows what you're going through at this very moment. It doesn't take Him by surprise, even though it sometimes literally blindsides us. But He'll be there to comfort you and strengthen you. And He wants to have a relationship with you. And God sent His Son Jesus to die on the cross for your sins and mine. And He shed His blood on that cross. And He rose again on the third day. And the living Christ at this moment speaks to you. And He sends Miss Hawaii in studio, who has an incredible testimony to share. And some exciting things that she's doing right now as a means to encourage you, to lift you up. Lauren Ke Alohilani Cheap, she graduated from Mililani High School, also the University of Hawaii. She graduated with a degree in film production with the Academy for Creative Media. She also minored in business and Japanese. Her first experience with the legislature was with her documentary film Farm Grown that helped pass the feed subsidy bill. She was a four-year Division I scholar athlete at the University of Hawaii as a Wahine water polo player. She was a member of the Student Athlete Advisory Committee and initiated CARE, CARE, Collegiate Athletes Reaching Everyone, that program. It uses student athletes to encourage youth to excel in academics as well as participate in athletics. Lauren won the title of Miss Hawaii 2011 and represented our state at the Miss America pageant in January. At Miss America, she was a Quality of Life finalist. It's an award for community service. The Children's Miracle Network Hospitals Award for raising the most money in the country for Hawaii's CMNH Kapi'olani Hospital, and won the talent portion of the competition, get this now, with a jump rope routine to the iconic song, Hawaii 5-0. She has tirelessly served our community throughout her life and during her year as Miss Hawaii. And she is passionate about making a difference in this great state. She was planted in Wailua, grew up in Mililani, and is rooted now in both communities. Lauren, Miss Hawaii,
hello.
Welcome to our show.
Thank you.
We talked about Wailua, Mililani. What was it like growing up there in Central Oahu?
Oh, it's such a blessing being able to participate in so many different activities, from playing volleyball to swimming to hula. But what I loved is when I was able to spend time with my family in the North Shore. My father's family, they were My father was born and raised in Wailua, and his family was there because they worked at the sugar mill, and so have a deep history there in Wailua. It's so important to remember that. And then my father moved up to Milani when he married my mother, who is from Wahiwa. So we're all kind of from the North Shore, Central Oahu area, and it's just been a blessing out there. It's beautiful.
You know, that I love the way that you connect six generations. You know, sometimes we know local people, we know we have, you know, our ancestors, but how well connected are we? How well aware are we? But you say it with such a pride, you know?
I do.
A healthy honor of being a part of this legacy.
I do, and I was able to learn so much through my film degree. And when I was going through the film program, really learned about my family. And when we came here in 1859, our family's houses were actually right next to Iolani Palace, where the state library is today. And just being able to learn the history there, we still have invitations to go to Princess Kaiulani's birthday and different events. And it's really important to know where you came from so you can know where you're going next.
Who influenced you most in your growing up years?
As cliche as it might be, it would be my parents. They invested so much time in me and just really reminded me that God had a perfect purpose and plan for my life. And it might not always go the way that I want it, but that there was a greater purpose. And so my parents were always there to constantly remind me of that, as well as both of my grandparents, both sets. They've always just been there to encourage me every step of the way.
Now talk to us about your Miss Hawaii journey.
Yes.
You got to share it.
I'm actually going to start you back when I was 5 years old. A very big event happened in my life. Mm-hmm. And the first thing that happened was my television broke when I was five. And soon after, our truck broke. And we only had enough money to fix one. So obviously, the truck went out. And 6 months later, when we could afford a television, my mom goes, you know what? Your brother and you're doing puzzles. You're playing basketball. We used to play in our living room. Most parents probably don't allow that, but we used to play basketball in our living room. But she realized, you know, I don't want a TV. So I grew up without a television. And the second thing that happened is a jump rope team came to my elementary school. And I remembered looking up at them. I was in the front row because I was one of the smallest kids. Mm-hmm. And I looked up at them and I was like, wow, they can do crisscrosses and they can do double unders. I want to be a jump roper. So I went home and said, Mom, I'm going to be a jump roper. She says, okay, Lauren. And there was actually a jump rope team in Mililani, the Hawaiian Island Skippers. And a few weeks later, I was on their jump rope team. And I've been jump roping ever since. And so I had that, whoever would have thought, you know, that jump rope back then would then become my talent for Miss Hawaii. And because I'd grown up with no television, I had never seen Miss Hawaii. Didn't have any real experience with it. And the irony is, when I went to college, the girl with no television decided to major in film. Maybe it's because I didn't have it. Mm-hmm. But we had to do a documentary about something in Hawaii. And, you know, people were doing surfing or hula. And my roommate at the time had just given away her Miss West Oahu crown. And as a UH water polo player, you know, I was a jock. I go, you know, I don't really wear high heels or makeup. That's just not what I do. And I told my teacher, you know, I think I'm going to do it on the Miss Hawaii pageant. Completely joking. And she goes, you know what, Lauren? I think that's a great idea. Do it. Called my roommate, and there was a pageant a week and a half later, Miss Ala Moana. And so we signed me up, and the director says, hey, you need a talent. What will your talent be? And I looked at her and I said, I can jump rope. I don't think she was too happy with that answer. She goes, okay, sounds good. I was contestant number one. My left eye teared the entire time.
Because
I wasn't used to the makeup. They put the fake eyelashes. My first time ever wearing fake eyelashes and just constant tearing. But it was funny because I was interviewing people backstage the entire pageant because I was working on my film project. And I didn't want to spend a lot of money. My last name is Cheap. I live up to my last name. And so I used the junior prom dress that I had sewed. And bought my shoes at Goodwill and spray painted them the right color. So had, you know, about an $8 pair of shoes. And at the end of the pageant, when they called the winner, they said, our Miss Ala Moana is Lauren Cheap. I was laughing so hard my tongue was sticking out. My crown, my first ever crowning moment, I'm sticking my tongue out because I was laughing so hard, thinking, what were they thinking? And I got thrown into the Miss Hawaii pageant, and that's where it all started. And I realized that Miss Hawaii was all about service and making a difference in your community, and I was hooked.
It's so natural. I mean, the way, I mean, you almost didn't have time to get nervous. I mean, way you got thrown into.
I wasn't nervous at all.
You know, the this first competition, right?
Mm-hmm.
A week and a half. But so, I mean, I think people could very easily, I would imagine, get caught up in the expense of everything and all the accoutrements. And you did what it took. And I love that. I mean, you bought your shoes from Goodwill.
Yes.
And you
spray painted them. And I used them for 3 years. Used them for 3 years.
Hey, they're the winning shoes.
They are.
They're like, the jewels, the crystal shoes that you have there.
And when they started to look old, I would just put another coat of spray paint on there.
You know, Lauren, we're going to take a quick break right
now. Okay.
But when we come back, I mean, the story is, I mean, look, we're just getting started here. The road to Miss Hawaii, which led to Miss America, the Miss America pageant. We're talking with Lauren Cheap. She's actually running for the House of Representatives in Central Oahu. We're going to talk more about that as well. But you got to hear, you see, the unfolding of her story of victory after victory comes from some deeper character strengths that she has, she possesses. And when we come back, you'll hear what happened and where those things come from and how she's been led to take this very next step, this next opportunity. And down the road, as we continue in on our show, what her vision is, what is her dream for Central Oahu and being there on the House, in the House of Representatives. Lauren Cheap, Miss Hawaii 2011, is in studio with us to share more, heart to heart, just with you. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
One thought, one insight, one lesson can give you a winner's edge. Danny Yamashiro's new book, Winner's Edge, includes over 300 inspirational quotes and insights from his personal collection on leadership, relationships, hope, family, teamwork, love, and much more. Winner's Edge by Danny Yamashiro, available at bookstores throughout Hawaii. And don't forget Paradise Calls, Danny Yamashiro's remarkable story of God's miracle, saving him from falling 400 feet off the Pali Ridge, a story that's brought hope to thousands around the world. Winner's Edge and Paradise Calls by Danny Yamashiro, available in ebook at Amazon Kindle. And listen to Danny Yamashiro and his featured guests on the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show weekdays on 99.5 KGU FM at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Connect with Danny on Facebook and Twitter and find out more at DannyYamashiro.org.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
So you get a girl who never watched TV when she was young. I mean, she certainly never saw the Miss America pageant. And then you fast forward years later, she ends up winning the Miss Hawaii pageant and then is there for the Miss America pageant. But the way that she came about doing it, I mean, imagine having an opportunity to compete for a pageant and then you go and buy your shoes at Goodwill. And it's the wrong color. So you need to spray paint it. And maybe it's like an $8 pair of shoes, but it is the winning shoe. I'm talking about Lauren Sheep. I mean, she's got incredible stories to tell us about her journey and where she's being led as well from here. Lauren is a candidate for the House of Representatives in Central Oahu. And she's in studio with us. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. In fact, to find out more about Lauren, you can go to her website, Lauren Cheap. That's C-H-E-A-P-E. Lauren Cheap at laurencheap.com. And you'll find out the information about her. She's got deep roots here in Hawaii, she and her family. Lauren, take us back, okay? You won Miss Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened?
It took me 4 years to win Miss Hawaii. I didn't win right after that first pageant.
Stop. Wait. How many years?
4 years.
So you tried 4 years mm-hmm. to win Miss Hawaii.
Yes. And it definitely was God's timing. Every year, I learned something new. You know, one of the years I broke my leg, and I actually jump roped on a broken leg. And just taught me something new every time. And I was able, now looking back on it, realizing that God has perfect timing in everything. At the time, it didn't seem good. You know, 2 months before Miss Hawaii, you break your leg. But it all worked out perfectly. And so after one Miss Hawaii, it was my last year I could compete. I was aging out at the ripe old age of 24.
Mm-hmm.
And ended up winning Miss Hawaii. And it was such a blessing. Truly was.
Now, where does this kind of stick-to-itiveness, this kind of perseverance, this grit that doesn't never say die kind of grit, where does it come from? I'm looking at a young, beautiful woman, Miss Hawaii. Where does that kind of fortitude come from?
Well, some of it comes from my parents. My mother is a farmer. Amazing, just keeps going. It's not easy to be an egg farmer. And my father is a very competitive athlete, so I think it's always been in me. But also, I mean, you can't really tell, we're on the radio, but I'm not very big. I'm 5'2", and so my entire life through sports, I realized I just had to keep at it. Even when I walked onto the water polo team at the University of Hawaii, I was the smallest girl by far. I had to go in extra overtime to lift weights to be able to keep up with the other girls, and they actually gave me the nickname of Mighty Mouse just because I wouldn't give up, no matter how many times I would, you know, get pushed to the side in the water polo, in the pool. And my favorite movie was Rudy. I had to watch that once before every season to keep going.
Rudy Rudiger.
Yes.
He inspires me too. Now, but you're like a Rudy to many. Mm. So, Lauren, I hear that there are children that are listen to our show.
Mm-hmm.
Because their parents are listening,
mm-hmm.
and they pick them up from school right at 2 o'clock, you know, and this is the time that it's airing.
Mm-hmm.
And they're listening right now, and they're, you know, there's a certain excitement. Some of them, you may have even gone to their school. They know how you look. They remember you. What would you say to that young, aspiring athlete, that student, that young child that has a dream? What would you say to them?
I would say do whatever your God-given talent is. I had the amazing opportunity to go to Miss America. I was the first person in 90 years to ever jump rope for my talent. No one had ever done it before. I was contestant number one. I actually messed up twice in my routine, and I ended up winning talent at Miss America. And so I would tell them, it doesn't matter what you're good at. Maybe you're good at basketball. You're an amazing athlete. Maybe you're good at art. Maybe you're good at singing, or maybe you're good at jump rope like I am. Whatever you're good at, God can use those skills and those talents for anything. I mean, who would have thought jump rope? would have been able to help me spread that message. So that would be my just my inspiration for them, just to tell them, whatever you're good at, do it.
Hmm. Sometimes kids feel pressure.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe many times. And you know how it is. I mean, you're growing up and you're trying to find who you are. And sometimes kids, they can't even articulate that. They can't verbalize it. The words don't come together that easily. But sometimes we're living someone else's dream.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's either put on us, or we're so often looking at a magazine or watching TV and we want to be someone else. And it might be different than what God wired us to be. Mm-hmm. So what would you say to someone like that who's struggling to find, they feel like, I'm not good enough?
And I think it goes back to, I used to do that. My father is an amazing musician, can sing beautifully, and I can't sing to save my life. And I would always look at other kids who would be able to sing or who had that gift and going, man, especially in the pageant, going, man, if I could sing, that's such an amazing gift. All I can do is jump rope. You know, it's not that great. And look what happened. God can use jump rope. And I think so often we compare ourselves. And that wasn't God's intention at all. He goes, I gave you a special, special gift that is unique to you. You don't need to compare to anybody else. We're all part of the body. We all have different jobs and different gifts. And that would be what I would tell them, because it is. Every single one of us has a different gift.
And there might be someone, a child might be listening, but there's mm-hmm. a child in all of us too.
Yes.
And sometimes even in our lives, we live and, you know, we could be in the middle of a career and feel like we sort of miss something along the way. And your message is a great reminder that, hey, there's this sweet spot.
Mm-hmm.
That we need to get back on, because God gave us that as a divine gift, and there's opportunities that come as a result.
Yep. And I think so often we try to plan, maybe it's just me, but I try to plan my entire life out. That's just how I am. You know, when I was 12 years old, I thought I had my entire life plotted out. You know, I had those SAT books in the drawer. I knew that I was going to play all these sports. I was going to be the valedictorian of my class. I was going to go to Stanford. I was going to play volleyball at Stanford. I was going to major in film. I was going to have an Oscar at 27, get married at 28, and have kids at 30.
You really did have it all planned.
I had it all planned out. And I had to realize, so often we do. We have it all mapped out. And I've been able to learn that my plan wasn't God's plan. You know, that's not at all how my life happened. If you had told me when I was 13 that I'd be Miss Hawaii, I'd go, what are you talking about?
Mm.
It wasn't even in my plan. It wasn't something that I dreamed about. If you had told me when I was 13 that I'd be running for House of Representatives, going, that's not my plan. I want to be a film director. And it's just so funny. So often we count ourselves out going, we don't have the gifts. If you look at me, you go, Lauren, what did you major in college? What credentials do you have to run for office? What background do you have? Do you have a political science degree? Do you have a law degree? And I don't. But God has that perfect plan leading us up. My experience at Miss Hawaii, working in the community, advocating on issues I was passionate about, really making a difference, He used that to set me up for a career. It was a natural extension to run for office, to make a difference in my community.
You know, when I look at you and I hear you, it brings to mind, you know, many people when they want to, and I'm going to use this example, when they want to get in, they get in through the front door. And they'll wait in a long line to get in that door, because that's the conventional way. You got to go through this door, and you have to look at and look like and have these credentials, and because that's the way to get in the front door. But we all know there are side doors that people can come in, and sometimes there's back doors that people can come in. The side door...
Or sometimes you go through the roof.
Yeah, through the roof. But however you get in, you're in.
Mm-hmm.
And that's part of the marvel of what you behold as you live your life. And it's God's hand upon you. When we come back from our break, Lauren, I'd like to get into some of the issues that you're going to be dealing with.
Yes.
But if before that even, you can just take us, give us a little snapshot of your spiritual journey and how that leads to, or that has led to, what you're doing right now. And we'll go right into the issues and the things that are really stirring up inside your heart. I'm here with Lauren Cheap. She's Miss Hawaii 2011. She's also running for the House of Representatives in Central Oahu. What district is that?
It's District 45, the Milani Wailua Mukuli'ia District.
Okay, District 45. You can find out more about her at laurencheap.com. That's C-H-E-A-P-E. A warm-hearted person, young and dynamic, full of vibrancy, and deep with character. She's a tough gal. She doesn't give up. And she'll be back to share more. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me. I'll lead you home.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waiahua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waiahua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Some people, when they're young, they have the wherewithal to plan out their life, you know, all the way up to the age of, say, 28. And they know what school they're going to go to. They know what sports they're going to play. And, well, that's kind of the story of our guest today. But there's been segues that have taken place. And these detours, or so-called detours, have actually led to an incredible journey and an incredible story. I'm talking about Lauren Cheap. She's my featured guest today. It led her to the Miss America pageant, where she won the talent competition. The first person in 90 years to jump rope as their talent. And she won. And not only that, but she's done that and other things that would just inspire you, because she is tenacious. This gal does not give up. She sticks to it. She's perseverant. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro, and as you're listening, you might be saying to yourself, well, this is good stuff. I need my child to listen to Lauren. Miss Hawaii needs to be heard. My daughter will be moved by what she has to say. You heard the last segment. You wanted to pass that on? Well, go to thegoodlifehawaii.org. We have free podcasts there for you, that this program and others, and other resources, in fact, there at thegoodlifehawaii.org. But more than that, I would say, only keep it for yourself. Pass it on to a loved one. Pass it on to a friend. You might even be thinking someone right now who you know. You need to let them hear this. And if you want to be a partner with us, we certainly could use your holding hands with us, both prayerfully and financially. We need your financial support so we can keep broadcasting these incredible stories and encourage people in the Lord. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.org, click the Partners tab, and we have information for you there as well. Lauren, your spiritual journey. Tell us, you know, about your faith.
Mm-hmm. When I was born, I started going with my family to the Episcopal Church, and I grew up in that church and, you know, went there. My mother was a Sunday school teacher, and then when I was 16 years old, a friend brought me to North Shore Christian Fellowship, and it was there that I first heard about having a relationship with Jesus Christ, and it was such a new concept for me, and it really hit home, and I went home and told my family about it and really started to have a conversation with my family, and they ended up coming over, and we've all been going to North Shore Christian Fellowship since I was 16 years old. But I don't think it really set in until I went to Malawi, Africa, with Jason Simpson from North Shore Christian Fellowship and some of the other people from our church. It wasn't until I went there that it really set in for me about the relationship that I had with Christ and the opportunity that I had to give back to people, not only in my area, but around the world. And that's where it really kicked off. And then when I was in college, I went to One Love and started working with the youth and realized that was my passion, working with the youth. And that's what was really important. I love working with the youth group at One Love and really sending a message to the next generation. And that's also what inspires me to run for office, is we really need to inspire the next generation. There's such an apathy in my generation and the next when it comes to voting, when it comes to feeling like we can make a difference and we can stand up for our beliefs and for our morals. And that's what I want to be, is I want to be able to be a role model for the next generation and help pave the way to a brighter future.
Here you are. You're on the very threshold now. You have that opportunity in this upcoming election. What drives you, in this realm of politics, to say that, hey, I, Lauren Cheap, I can make a difference. Mm-hmm. And not only that, I have such confidence that I can make a difference. I want your vote. Mm-hmm. I want your support. I want you to give me this moment, this opportunity to make that difference.
What really drives me is when I was able to really study the world of politics through Miss Hawaii, we had to study current events. I'd study for about 4 hours a day. I was able to work with a lot of the politicians in our state. And what drives me forward is I feel like we don't need another politician. There's so many backdoor deals. There's special interest money. And what I wanted to do is my only special interest I wanted to be was my community. And that's what really drives me forward, because I feel that we need that personal connection again. We so often talk about policy, but it really needs to be talking about our families, about our community, and becoming one again. And that's what drives me forward. I think that's what we need, is we need to be connected again. We've become so stuck in being in our individual, only caring about ourselves and what's going on in our own lives and maybe our immediate family's lives, but we need to come back to caring about the community again. And that's what drives me forward. That's what makes me want to run for office and make a difference, because we need to come back to that sense of community.
You have this warmth, this connectivity. You've been pounding the pavement, so to speak, right?
I walk 8 hours a day.
8 hours a day. What's it like? What's it like? You knock on someone's door. Give us a glimpse of that, an inside view.
That is my favorite. One of my favorite parts of the campaign is being able to meet and talk with people in the community. Just last week, I went to a door where, you know, I knocked on the door and a grandmother answered, and she immediately walked away with the door still open. And I sat there and thought to myself, oh my gosh, did I do something wrong? Did I offend her? And then I hear her yelling in the distance, "Reese, Reese." And 30 seconds later, she came back with a young girl who looked up at me and said, "Do you remember me? You came to Kapi'olani Hospital the day after you won Miss Hawaii, and you gave me a lei." And it's moments like that that make me realize this is why I'm doing it. Or there's another little boy who came out with his father. He looks up at me and he goes, "I know you. You just came to my school and jump roped. You've got some skills." And then he looks at me and he goes, "I've got some skills too." It was so cute. It's those moments that make me realize, yes, because, you know, you do get tired on the campaign trail. Yes. And you knock on those doors and you get so encouraged. Or I was just at the store and a cute grandmother came up to me and says, "You're the Peterson girl, right? From Peterson Upland Farm?" She goes, "My mother used to bring me there. And I still get my eggs from there. We need a leader like you." And it's those things that really inspire me and keep me going forward. And just the importance of serving your community and the people in your area that you've been a part, that I've been a part of, and my family's been a part of for so long.
What about some of the issues that you're going to be dealing with? What's pressing heavy on your heart?
There's so many issues, but when it comes to policy issues, my community is so diverse. We have Mililani, we have the military bases of Schofield and Wheeler, and then we have the countryside of Waialua and Mokulii'a. So there's such a wide array of issues. And there's the issue of the rising cost of living. We're all feeling it. My fiance and I often talk about how we're going to buy a house, how we're going to provide for our children. We're getting married on July 6th. Just wanted to let everyone know that. No pressure, Scott. But it's so difficult. And as a young person trying to make it in this current economic recession, we're realizing we need to address this rising cost of living. Another issue is agriculture. And like I said, my family has the Peterson Upland Farm. And our state only produces 10% of our food. And if there's a shipping strike or a natural disaster, they estimate that we only have about a week of food here. And so it's so important to not just to support the farmers, to help out the farmers, but it affects each and every one of us. And my family's farm has been around for 102 years. I am the fourth generation from Peterson Upland Farm, and we're struggling. And I was able to talk with my grandfather, and, you know, he said to me, I go, "What can I do, Grandpa, to help? You know, do you need me to figure out a business plan? What do you need me to do?" And he goes, "You know what, Lauren? We don't need you to work on the farm. We have workers who have their jobs and need their jobs. What we need you to do is be a voice, to be a voice for us." And I have that unique opportunity to be a voice because I've worked on the farm. I've been knee deep in manure. I know what it's like to work on a farm. And I think that's one of the things that we're missing in our state legislature. And another, just to throw out there, another frightening statistic is the average age of farmers here in Hawaii is 65 years old. We're doing nothing to encourage the younger generation to really get involved in agriculture. And that's what I think is missing.
Why would a young kid get involved in agriculture?
And I think it's when they're able to understand the importance of how little we really are doing to be a self-sustainable state. We're living in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. We are so far from anywhere else. And, you know, if they're taught that importance, like, for instance, I have a story. My cousin, her name is Emma Bello, and she is 22 years old. She was a part of the Future Farmers of America program at Lelehua High School, and they really, really teach the children there how important it is for agriculture. She's 22 years old. She's starting a goat farm in Wailua. They're going to be starting in January. She's interned for the last 3 years to fully understand how it is to run a goat farm, and she wants to be one of those who's the next generation. So if they're taught the importance and they're given those skills, then I think that's when we can start making the change. But there's no support there.
So you're saying there can be a future?
Oh, definitely.
Am I hearing that correctly?
Yes.
There can be a future in farming?
Yes. And they're coming out with new, there's aquaponics. And, you know, a lot of people are getting excited about aquaponics. It's, you know, it's combining, you know, technology and coming up with figuring things out and engineering along with agriculture. And there's a lot of new innovative ways to do farming now. It's not just the traditional way of, you know, we had the big sugar cane, we had all of the pineapple. It's different now. We need to focus on the smaller farms of the unique farms to provide for our individual communities.
A fresh voice. That's a voice of Lauren Cheap. A fresh voice here for the 21st century. She is running for the State House of Representatives, District 45. And when we come back from our break, we'll talk more. Obviously, you can tell she has a passion when it comes to agriculture, farming. Of course, her family has had a farm for 102 years right here in Hawaii. But more than that, she's versed in some other things that relate to all of us as well. And when we come back, she'll share about those things. You know, when you hear someone, there's a freshness to it. I've said it, a certain kind of dynamic vibrancy that exists in a voice that's energetic, that sees things a little different, but sees the future with a tremendous amount of hope. Sort of says to us that there's great hope for Hawaii. And the Lord today sends a person like Lauren Cheap in here to remind you there's great hope for you in your future. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.org. Others have connected with us on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Valarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, and RG Maintenance LLC. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 KGU, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii radio show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org.
Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Welcome back to our show. I'm here with my featured guest today, Lauren Cheap. She's Miss Hawaii 2011. You know, she knows what it's like to work out in the community, to knock on doors, to travel to schools, to speak to students. Thousands and thousands of students have heard her. Thousands and thousands of students have actually seen her demonstrate her jump rope talent, which took her to first place in the Miss America pageant amidst years of constantly trying to make it happen. And it became the dream, became a reality because of perseverance. That's a story of hope and inspiration of our guest today. To find out more about our show, go to thegoodlifehawaii.org. And to find out more about Lauren Cheap, go to laurencheap.com. That's Lauren, CHEAPE.com. Lauren, what other issues are of concern to you along with agriculture?
Like I mentioned before, the rising cost of living, but also education. We hear education over and over again, and I think it's something that's almost fallen upon a deaf ear now because we all think education is so important. But I have a great background. My father is a special education teacher at Nanakuli High School. He's been a teacher for 25 years, and I am a product of the public school system. I went to Milani Waena, Milani Middle. I was actually the first class at Milani Middle. I even got to pick the school colors. I'm a little proud of that. And I graduated.
That's part of a legacy, too.
It is. Know? And it was one of those things. We had two buildings and no sidewalks when we first went there. And it's great to go back now. I've gone back and worked with them and did a Children's Miracle Network fundraiser and been able to come back and give back to the schools that I went to and graduated from Milani High School. And so I feel like I understand firsthand what it's like to go through the public school system. And when I was there, I had the amazing opportunity where we had a physical education teacher, we had an arts program, we had a music program, and unfortunately, many schools don't have this anymore. There's no PE teacher. You know, the teacher, it's the burden is placed upon the teacher to bring their kids outside. And I think that's something, it's so important to have all of those different dynamics available to the classroom, because not everybody learns the same way. And I think another problem, whenever I go and I've talked with many of the principals, talked with many of my teachers, and they said one of the biggest problems is there's not enough money that's coming straight to the schools. We can't expect every school to be the same. It's not a, we can't give them a program, a cookie cutter program, and expect it to work. My father teaches at Nanakuli. I went to Milani. They can't have the same programs because they're in different areas. And every school has different needs. Some schools might have the need for more technology. Some schools might have the need for musical instruments. So what I think we need is to give the money to the schools so they can best use it to reach their students. I think that's how we can make a difference. And that's really what I'm standing behind as I'm running for office. But with all of the issues aside, I think the most important thing is having a new fresh face that understands the community and that really wants to listen to the needs of the people in the community. I feel like that's something that's missing right now.
How important, Lauren, how important is listening?
Oh, it's so important. And I'm the first to admit that I am not an expert in most things. Almost nothing, actually, when I admit it. And so it's so important to listen to those who work day in and day out in that area. You know, that's a problem I know with my farm. When people make decisions that they think is best for our farm, but they've never set foot or have never listened to somebody that works on our farm, they don't really understand the best decision for our farm. So that's what I think is so important. And when you admit that you're not an expert and that you need to listen to the people who are experts in that area, that's when we can really move forward. And that's why I'm running. I want to be able to listen to everybody in order to make decisions that best help them.
We've all heard about being a keiki oka'aina, a child of the land. Well, when I listen to you, Lauren, I think of here's a Keiki Oka Mililani, or Wailua, or Central Oahu. You are a child of Central Oahu, deeply rooted in over 100 years. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing, too. In some ways, you like have this 100-year connection because of your family. You're in your 20s.
Yes,
you know?
I am.
And yet there's like a sort of like an old soul with dynamic vibrancy and energy. And so someone listening, someone that meets you, they might say, Lauren Cheap, why should I vote for you?
And I tell them, you should vote for me because the reason I'm running is because I was born and raised in this district. I understand the area, and because I'm part of this community, I have a genuine heart and I care about everything that happens in this community. And I'm going to listen to you. That's what's important. And it's so cute because I actually told that to when I was going door to door. And this lady, she was so cute. She goes, okay, you've got my vote. But if you do anything wrong, with her hands on her hip, mm-hmm. I am going to tell your grandma on you. Mm-hmm. And it's one of those things. It is. It's that sense of accountability that because you've been a part of the area for so long, you have that accountability to truly make the best decisions for your area, not decisions for your party, not decisions to move your career forward, but decisions that are best for your area.
What about someone who says, okay, she's young, you know, the future looks bright, it's all optimistic, we were all there one day, and all you got to do is live life a little bit longer, and then you realize that, hey, you know, the roses aren't the roses like you thought they were, and reality is tough. How would you respond to something like that?
I would tell them about just a little story about a woman who was born and raised in California during the Depression, was raised by her grandmother, bought a one-way ticket to Hawaii, went to college, ended up dropping out to have a family, raised her kids, went to college again when her kids went to college, and then became the first female department head of agriculture in the state of Hawaii, and that is my grandmother. And my grandmother is the one that encourages me and tells me, anything you dream, Lauren, anything you put your mind to, you can make a difference. And so if my grandmother, who is 83 years old, can tell me that, that's what keeps me going. And that's what I would tell them.
Well, you know, it comes with a reservation that, yes, there is youth. There is a freshness. And yes, there are certain things that I haven't seen and maybe many things I don't know. Many things I don't know. But I'm willing to learn. Mm-hmm. I'm willing to listen. Mm-hmm. I'm willing to be as best of a student as I can and to build these relationships with the people that are around me. Mm-hmm. And I'm willing to stick with it.
Yes. And that's one of those things that I think could be reassuring is that never give up attitude. You know, it's one of those things, if it doesn't happen the first time and it's something that I know is going to make a difference, I'm not going to give up on it after the first time I get shut down. I'm not going to give up on it the second time I get shut down. It's knowing how to stick with it and never give up. When you know something is right, you need to keep going. And I think that's something that will reassure a lot of people.
It's more than theory. It's more than a pumped-up motivational talk. I mean, you've experienced the times when you face disappointment and have felt loneliness, and you have had the resolve to go to practice another day.
Yes.
To try that tryout for another year in your Miss Hawaii pageant, your Miss Hawaii campaign. And now, here you are on the very threshold of a grand moment. A parting shot. I mean, we have someone today who may be just facing a tough time, Lauren, in their life. As a parent, as a child, listening. They're struggling with their identity. They maybe got told by a coach or a teacher something that they don't even know how to say, but it broke their heart. maybe financially struggling, what would you say to someone?
We go through those times so often. I mean, I've told that. You're too small. You're 5'2". How could you think you could ever play a collegiate sport? You know, it's constantly being told that. Or when I broke my leg and people told me, oh, it's such a, I'm so sorry. It's, how could that, you know, that's the worst thing that could possibly happen to you. And it's realizing that there really is a perfect plan and purpose for everything, for every single thing. Breaking my leg, it made it for the perfect timing. I wasn't meant to win Miss Hawaii that year. It was meant to be the next year. When I was told I was 5'2" and I wasn't big enough to play, it gave me character. God puts those things in our life for a reason. And at the time, it's hard. It's not easy. It's not easy to hear those things. It's not easy to, when things like that happen to you. But when you're able to look back, you're able to come out stronger. And also being able to relate to people who, once you get through that hard patch, realizing that you can go back and say, you know what, I've been there. And you can help minister to somebody else. That's what always got me through, is that reassurance of there's a perfect plan and purpose, and God is using this for something bigger than me.
A word from Lauren Cheap, from her heart to your heart, and really from God's heart through her to your heart. Lauren, you've been so generous and gracious, and it really has been a blessing to have you with us. So thank you for taking the time out of your busy campaign schedule
to
join us
me.
In studio to share your heart. It's a beautiful heart, and you're a blessing. And I'm like looking forward to the blessing that you will be to many, many more lives. A big mahalo to you, Lauren.
Thank you.
In the next few days, you're going to be hearing more inspirational stories. But you don't get to hear Miss Hawaii too often. But you did hear today. And you know what? There's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you. I want you to invite someone to listen in 2 o'clock each day, 12 midnight. And our stories found at thegoodlifehawaii.org. Share them with a friend. Jeremiah 32:27 says, "Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is anything too difficult for me?" says the Lord. It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to our guest today, Lauren Cheap. Find out more at laurencheap.com. Until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org, and may God richly bless you with The Good Life.